Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, hello, Joyce. My name is Yolanda O'Connor, and I was looking at my credit card, and I have a revolving charge that you all are charging on my card for $56 and some change. I want to know what this is from.
Alrighty. Can I start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate the account?
92252.
Thank you for that. And your first and last name?
Yolanda O'Connor.
All righty. Give me 1 second, please, ma'am.
Okay.
Give me one second, Ms. O'Connor, to see if I can find an account that's associated with you.
Okay.
Ms. O'Connor, right now I'm not pulling any account associated with you under that zip code. Let me see if I can type in your name to see if I can locate you.
O'Connor is O apostrophe C O N N O R.
Alrighty, I'm typing in that. No, ma'am, I didn't even pull up an account that under your name, nor that zip code that you gave me. Is this, what are you being billed? How much, may I ask?
It's, here, let me check, hold on. Okay, it's for $56.95.
Mm-hmm. And is this the telephone number that's associated with that to call in reference to?
Yes, this is my phone number.
No, is this the number next to whatever you're being billed for to call in reference to check on that charge?
Because So I called the Bank of America credit card to see what that charge was from, because it says opt high vol is what it says. So I don't know what that is. So that's why I called my credit card to ask them what this charge was from, because it was charged on June 11th. Mm-hmm. And they are the ones who provided this phone number and said that it looks like it's a reoccurring charge and that I should call this phone number.
Yes, ma'am. Well, unfortunately, I'm not locating you any charge in my system that's associated with you, because I can't pull you up by your name. The zip code is not locating you. I do apologize for that.
What zip code did you put?
You gave me the 9. Do you have another one?
Okay, what is it that I gave you that you put
I recently erased it. It was 9. What did you say? 9-4?
No, 92252.
Okay, 92252. Yeah, that was it. And when I went in the system, it's not pulling your name up. Not at all. Is there anyone else that could be associated with this?
No, try 92284.
All righty, give me 1 second. 92284. I found you under that one. For security purposes, Ms. O'Connor, could you please verify your address, please?
61590 Granada Drive in Joshua Tree, California. Or I don't know if you have it under 58328 Ute Trail in Yucca Valley.
Yes, ma'am. That's the one that it is listed under.
Okay, give so me, what is the charge for?
Give me one second and let it open up for me.
Okay.
Alrighty. I do see that on June the 7th that you happen to pay $5.74, and this would have sufficed for shipping and handling where you entered into the sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And that $56.95 that you are being charged is for they provide you with 10 entries to stay connected with the sweepstakes, and they bill you $56.95 each month that you're enrolled into to having a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no, you delete that. Take that off.
I will be more than happy to get you canceled out of that, okay?
Okay.
Give me one second and I'll go ahead and cancel it for you. Alrighty, well, I've successfully gotten that canceled out of you for you, and that does take effect immediately, and I do have that cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Okay, can you email that cancellation to me?
I sure can.
Okay.
I will be more than happy to email that cancellation to you.
Yeah, so do you have my email address in there?
It does seem like it's Yolanda O'Connor, and it's my glasses, 2020?
Yes, at gmail.com.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, please, if you can email that to me.
I will be more than happy to email that to you, okay?
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you.
Is there anything else? All righty. Well, I do thank you for calling customer service, ma'am, and please have a great afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.